This country cannot be woke because woke is broke, wrote U.S. President Donald Trump on his website, Truth Social, Tuesday. The latest target in his administration's culture war? The Smithsonian Institution, which encompasses 21 museums, 14 education and research centers, and the National Zoo, mostly located in Washington, D.C.
The museums throughout Washington, but all over the country, are essentially the last remaining segment of woke. The Smithsonian is out of control, where everything discussed is how horrible our country is, how bad slavery was, and how unaccomplished the downtrodden have been. Nothing about success, nothing about brightness, nothing about the future.
Traditionally, the Smithsonian has operated with independence. The administration first targeted the historic educational institution in a 27 March executive order, which sought to rid it of a so-called divisive race-centered ideology. On August 12th, the White House sent a letter to the institution announcing its intentions to start the process by formal review. Tuesday, Trump said his lawyers would begin.
We are not going to allow this to happen, and I have instructed my attorneys to go through the museums and start the exact same process that has been done with colleges and universities, where tremendous progress has been made.
This is not the first time the Trump administration has attempted to purge policies and ideas it deems too progressive or favoring minorities. A 20 January executive order took aim at DEI, or diversity, equity, and inclusion programs in the government, universities, and across the nation. Just 9 days later, the Smithsonian Institution announced it would end its Office of Diversity.